Good morning. This is Bob the Plumber. We're down in Orlando at the Restore Freedom Rally, and it's with Paymon. And we have a special guest with us today. We have Kristen Ragason, and she has a book, a bestseller, by the way. It went to number one on Amazon, The End of Scarcity. So I'm hoping that this is going to happen pretty soon, because things are looking bad in America today. So if you'll come close, make sure we catch your voice. Tell us about yourself and about your book and about what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, the book is the result of 10 years of intensive monetary research. And I've been in the financial world investing money for 30 years professionally.
Oh, wow.
So you're
rich.
No, I'm just experienced.
Okay.
Yeah, I even grew up as a little girl having to earn my allowance from my dad to get a dollar a week to explain how the markets worked.
Wow, yeah. So your dad was a wise man. Was he in the military?
No, he wasn't, but you know, he was self-learner. When we would come home, he would want to see what we learned at school to see if we spent his tax money well. Yeah, that's always. Yeah.
Boy, I bet, is he still alive?
No, sadly not.
I started saying, I bet he's rolling over in his grave now watching what they're doing.
He already was, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and the book really came out of the 2008 crisis.
Wow, so, yeah, the collapse.
The collapse. I got lucky. I saw it coming ahead of time. I got clients out. But even so, it was so demoralizing to watch the entire thing just disintegrate. So I knew something was missing in my worldview, you know, because I always was optimistic about the markets in America and that we had the chance to create the world that we wanted. And after 2008, I set out on a journey to find out what I was missing.
Okay.
And I found out I didn't understand exactly how money was created, and that in fact we really don't have money today.
Right, I agree with that. So, let me ask you this, as far as understanding all this stuff, are you a Bible person? Do you read your Bible?
I have grown up in that tradition, and I'm deeply spiritual.
That's a roundabout answer. But I guess my thoughts are that and from my background and understanding, is that what's happening is we've gotten away from God, and so we're really off track. But and money is a part of it. Medicine is a part of it. Really, churches are a part of it. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed. Tell us a little bit about, all right, what can our viewers do besides, you could go, is your book still on Amazon?
It's everywhere.
They haven't banned you yet?
No. Huh.
You're doing something wrong.
Yeah, it's on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, everywhere. Independent
really?
Booksellers should be
really?
Able. And the audiobook will be out soon.
Okay.
But it will solve the confusion, because the root of the problem is the money. And so we really are intended to design it properly so that all of our divine creations can flow through us. Because wealth and money are totally separate. And money is just a mere token of exchange. It's here to serve us in serving one another.
Okay.
And when you create money improperly, when the currency gets designed improperly, scarcity can be created on purpose.
Right.
Right?
That's what you're doing right
That's
now.
What you're doing.
That's what you're doing.
And it could absolutely get worse. But we have the solution that absolutely our ancestors had and the founding fathers had.
All right, tell me this. Is and Mike Adams from Brighttown, he is Brighttown by the way, he keeps talking about fiat just collapsing. And I saw the other day where the Chinese had said you can buy their oil, you don't need the petrodollar any longer, which is the kiss of death for our fake money, which is truthfully about time, because we've just been printing money and ripping off the rest of the world, and that's not fair. That's not fair at all. So is it going to collapse, and what should our viewers watching us today, what should they do to protect themselves?
There are two things for sure, three things. Number one is absolutely building those communities and taking care of families, if that is the first thing that hasn't happened. That's, you know, get to know a neighbor, get to know a farmer, build your community at home. That's number one. Number two is getting real monetary history. This book is a combination of hundreds of books, if not thousands of books. I traveled all around the world knocking on doors saying, what did you mean on page 67? So it's consolidated in a very friendly way. It's actually, I wrote it for my mom. So people without money experience should be able to read it. Even people say they read it in a night. And so when we have this knowledge, we're empowered and we're no longer so easily able to be so scared that we can't act. And then in those communities, we're going to be able to start doing what our founding fathers did, which was issue. Today we would do alternative currency off of what we produce. So our farmers are going to be able to issue, our builders, and do it in supply that focuses on the supply and the demand for what's being produced.
All right, now I'm a little confused. If a farmer and everybody in the community, they can't issue their own money, don't communities have to come together and have one currency?
No, actually they really don't.
Okay.
You need a few pillars in the community. So if you had one person starting it or one really reputable business, one group of farmers, it would change the world. Benjamin Franklin, originally they started issuing money off of farms, off of land banks. So when they issued script, it represented productive land or the production of the people. And so when we went to wildcat banking in the 1800s, which Jackson knew was the solution, it represented all the good that the people did. The problem with that is that it couldn't be verified and it couldn't have scale and scope. It could easily be taken advantage of. Today it's much different. We're entering the realm where we're going to be able to create the framework ourselves. Farmers already issue certificates through CSAs. So when you invest in a farmer in the winter and you get 10 weeks of food, that promise can easily be the backbone of an asset-backed currency. And so as we were talking earlier, it may be coming in silver. It certainly is already coming in gold. And then you get a very, you get a biosphere of legitimately earned or legitimately created money, and all money systems start to get stronger.
All right. Sounds a little confusing for Bob the Plumber, but I bet you can get the explanations. You know, a lot of things that are happening in the world today are difficult to wrap your mind around. So hopefully people out there will get your book. Do you have a website or anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, the website is theendofscarcity.com or kristenragison.com. So, and there you can get tons of information, and I'm on all social media. The most important thing is just to really understand that as we continue to use the fiat system, that the money is absolutely created more scarce and more scarce, and that the breakdown becomes much easier. And so metals support us during the time of breakdown, but in the meantime, we have to get busy creating the framework for the new exchange systems.
Yeah, now, and I get that in terms of creating the, getting with your neighbors, getting patriot groups together wherever you live, and developing community, you know, because that's something that we just don't have today, and it's critical. And we're running out of time. But not just on this show, but we're running out of time in general in America. Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
so
us.
Much.
And y'all go out there and get you a copy of The End of Scarcity, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.